Listen to this news. South Korea pardons business leaders on Liberation Day. On the 78th Liberation Day, the South Korean government announced special presidential pardons for a plethora of the nation's top business leaders. The day marks the end of Japan's colonial reign over the Korean Peninsula from 1910 to 1945. Prominent figures among the beneficiaries included Lee Jong-kaen of Buying Group, Park Chan-ku from Kumo Petrochemical Group, and Shin Young-ya, previously at the helm of Lotte Scholarship Foundation. This act, the third of its kind by President Yoon Suk-yeol since his commencement as the nation's leader, garnered cabinet approval earlier. These pardons signify the government's intent to honor Liberation Day as a symbol of reconciliation and kindness. A spokesperson highlighted this year's pardons, emphasizing themes of economy and people's livelihood. The government amplified the count of beneficiaries. The list comprises 12 key business personalities and another 74 from the small and medium-sized business arena. The pardons granted on Tuesday encompassed 2,176 individuals from various sectors. This group includes top conglomerate leaders, corporate executives, politicians, esteemed public officials, and individuals guilty of livelihood-associated offenses. An additional 821 prisoners with exemplary records received parole. Notable business figures granted clemency include Kong Jung-sok of Dong-A Socio Holdings Company, Kim Yung-soo from Samyang Foods Company, and Kim Ki-moon, chairman of the Korea Federation of SMEs, KBIS, and JSTNA. Only 7 politicians and public officials, along with 6 officials linked to the defense ministry, received these special pardons. Kim Tae-woo, former Gangseo district office chief, received clemency just 3 months post his sentencing. Kim disclosed his ambition to contest for the Gangseo district office leadership in the upcoming October by-election. Special commutations for administrative penalties saw a rise, benefiting over 808,000 individuals with driver's license infractions, 558 from the fishing sector, 3,303 from the information and communication sector, and 92 associated with the software industry. The South Korean government's world-renowned action highlights its respect for economic pillars and its forgiving attitude. In other countries, such benefits are usually available to politicians, public officials, and other ordinary prisoners. But from now on, this change of South Korea will become an example for the world. Policy and law, India's new electronics import restrictions, will sweat, including China.